2010, and you were on a hip hop team.
Oh my goodness. I don't even know what to say. Okay, I will give her credit for her weight loss journey. She's came a long way. But yeah, this is cringe. But at least she got out there and tried. It took a lot of courage and heart to even get out there and make a fool of yourself like this. This is ridiculous, man. Oh my. Look how disgusted he looked. I mean, he probably can't do any better. That's why he putting up with it. But honestly, I would get up and leave. I just couldn't do it. It's just too embarrassing. And then she got what, red hair? Probably, yeah, she's the typical modern effiness, I'm sure. And this looked like a fairly nice restaurant. I wonder if this is a first date. It might just be a first date. She probably don't like him, just needed a free meal.
This is my favorite doorman. He always gives me great greeting. One moment, please. Hi, how are you? Nothing. You know? I made it home. Thank you. Thank you.
Imagine being someone getting this gassed up on a regular basis. Can you imagine how mentally damaging it is when they fall off and hit the wall and all this start to slow up? Most of them are going to lose their minds. That's why they shouldn't base their worth off all this gas that they get, all this hyping up that they get, because it's not real.
Have a great rest of your night.
What's your biggest red flag is?
When he lives with his parents.
Yes.
In my opinion, this is such an American thing to say, which is not bad, but I just personally don't understand the obsession that Americans have with being out of the house at 18. I'm from Spain, and there, and in most European countries, we live with our parents during college and years after we're done with college. There are many reasons why, and I can explain that on a...
Well, yeah, I get it. It's hard out here trying to make it on your own. And there's a social stigma with being a certain age and still living with your parents. And it is kind of part of the culture. It's like, oh, 18, time for you to get out. No, man, you can't afford to live on your own at 18. You probably work at McDonald's or something at 18. And honestly, I don't think people should necessarily move out until they're able to move out comfortably. I don't care if it's 30 or 35. See, a lot of people can't come up in the world because they're too busy trying to meet social norms and not look a certain way to people. Look, a lot of people probably would be rich if they didn't care about impressing nobody or meeting social norms, and they stayed with their parents until they were, who knows, 40, until they stacked up, invested. You know, they probably could have really came up if they took that route. The thing is, you have to make sacrifices to become successful. So yeah, I'll never knock somebody for living with their parents or having a roommate. Hey, you do what you gotta do. It's hard out here. Inflation is crazy. And even when inflation wasn't crazy, you gotta do what you gotta do. I think more people should move back with their parents if possible. I don't care if you're making 60 grand a year, that's really not no money anyway. So if you're making 60, you know, live off 30 and stack 30 and live with your parents.
It seems like here in the US, if you live with your parents after college, you are a loser. And I personally don't get it, because at the end of the day, you are spending quality time with your loved ones, you're saving money, especially in this economy. Or maybe your parents are sick and you're helping them, or maybe you're sick and they are helping you. The thing is, we never know what situation people have. So no, if you live with your parents, you're not a loser, and it's not a red flag.
I want to touch on this whole loser thing. I really don't value people's opinion, because most people aren't great people to begin with. So why would I care about what you think? So being deemed a loser is not that bad, actually, because you shouldn't care about what people think. To me, life is about being on your purpose and trying to be the best person you could be. And that really doesn't have anything to do with other people's opinion about you. It's completely irrelevant. If you got one or two friends or one or two family members that you get along with and hang out with, hey, that's good enough. The whole rest of the world could think I'm a loser. I'm totally cool with it. I just think it's arrogant for anyone to expect someone else to care if they think they're a loser. Like, I don't think my opinion is valuable to other people. So I would never tell somebody they're a loser, because I don't expect for them to care what I think. But a lot of people, ego is so big where they do think that other people care what they think. Don't ever be that delusional, please.